This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Tuesday, October 17th. God's word for you today is Replace and Refocus. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11. And it says, Jesus who makes people holy and those who are made holy are from the same family, so he is not ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. Jesus is not ashamed of you. Jesus is not ashamed to call you his sister, his brother. Totally mind-blowing. This is God's truth, right there in his word. So, you and I must replace old lies with God's truth. Your father, spouse, or even your children may be ashamed of you, but Jesus is not ashamed of you. Boom. Jesus is not ashamed of you. Why would God put these in the scriptures? It is because there are too many things that try to shame us. There are too many things that try to tell us who we are. But Jesus says he is not ashamed of you. I came across a transformational study, if you get it right. The study shows that the way you see yourself is mostly determined by what you think the most important person in your life thinks about you. Pause and let that sink in. The way teenagers and adults see themselves is mostly determined by what they think the most important person in their life thinks about them. Who is the most important person in your life? If you think you are who your cousin thinks you are, and that is what you are struggling with, you have made your cousin the most important person in your life. If you're struggling with what your uncle called you, and that is what is determining your identity, you have made your uncle the most important person in your life. I am here to say to you, to challenge you, and to encourage you to make Jesus the most important person in your life. Jesus is saying to you, I am not ashamed of you. I am proud of you. How I see myself is not determined by how anyone sees me. How you see me is your business. How I see myself is how God sees me. And that is the biggest deal that can happen to anyone. Absolutely and totally. Change the most important person in your life. If you want to change the way you feel about your life, you have to change the way you think about your life. You have to have the metamorphosis, transformation of your mind. The fourth step is refocus on the future. What life does is it encumbers us and tries to distract us. So, after you reveal your hurt, release the offenders and replace old lies with God's truth, you have to refocus on the future. This is the decade of destiny, and you need a new vision. God is going to do a new thing in you. Things that eyes have not seen, things that ears have not heard, and things that have not even begun to enter the hearts of men. So you have to refocus on the great future that God has in plans for you. Refocus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for making me holy and planting me in God's family. I banish shame from my life and I refocus on the great future God has for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.